Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into some really interesting research from Golf Day Buddy, and it's all about something every golfer thinks about, distance, specifically golf GPS devices.
Right.
But we're not just, you know, reading spec sheets. We want to see how this tech really affects your game here in South Africa with all our different courses.
It's a great topic because, well, let's be honest, golf is a game of confidence.
Totally.
And nothing destroys that faster than standing over a ball and just having no idea if it's a 7-iron or an 8-iron. The research really shows that in South Africa, where the land just changes so dramatically, having that data is a complete game changer.
Absolutely. So let's start there. Why is a GPS so necessary specifically for South African courses?
Yeah.
What did the research show?
Well, it's all about the terrain. I mean, the land changes so much. You take the Highveld, for instance. A lot of those courses are wide open. They're flat.
Right. And it's hard to judge distance with no trees or reference points.
Your eyes play tricks on you. But then you go to the Cape Winelands, and you're dealing with all these hills and major elevation changes.
And that's where Golf Day Buddy brought up a specific course, Kuvli Country Club in Cape Town.
A perfect example. When you're playing there, you're not just guessing distance, you're guessing slope. A GPS unit just cuts right through all that visual noise. Mm-hmm. It tells you the exact yardage to the front, middle, and back of the green.
And it keeps you out of trouble, I imagine. The articles also pointed to Arabella Golf Club.
Oh, for sure.
That place is beautiful, but it's just loaded with water hazards.
Exactly. And if you're just guessing the carry distance over a lagoon, chances are you're going to get wet. The GPS gives you that carry number.
The exact distance to clear the danger.
That's it. And that knowledge lets you commit to the swing.
Right.
You're not just hoping you clear the bunker. You know you have the right club. That's how you save strokes.
Okay, but it doesn't matter what the screen says if you can't see it. This was a huge point in the Golf Day Buddy analysis about our weather. I mean, we all know how bright the sun gets in Johannesburg and Pretoria.
It's a massive factor.
Yeah.
And to fight that glare, the screen needs high brightness. But of course, high brightness just eats up the battery.
So what's the benchmark then?
The research suggests you need a battery that'll last at least 15 hours. A round might be 4 or 5 hours, mm-hmm. but you don't want it dying on you on the 14th hole.
And it's not just the sun, is it? The research talked about durability. You've got the rain and the wind down in Durban, in KwaZulu-Natal.
Yeah, the humidity and sudden downpours. And then you have the complete opposite out in the Karoo.
The dust.
The dust, yeah. The Karoo is a gear killer. That fine dust gets into everything. Your average smart device, it just might not survive.
So you need something built for it.
You do. The Deep Dive pointed out that brands like Garmin and Bushnell build these things to be tough. They're rugged tools, not delicate electronics. They can handle the grit and the rain.
Speaking of tools, what else can these things do? I was surprised by some of the features Golf Day Buddy listed. It's not just about, you know, telling you a number anymore.
No, the user experience is way better now.
Right.
Some have touch screens that actually work when you're wearing a golf glove, which sounds like a small thing, but it's a huge convenience.
Oh, that's a big one.
And then for players who don't want to mess with a screen at all, you've got things like Voice Caddy. It literally just speaks the distance to you.
That's great for keeping your rhythm going. You just listen and hit. The notes also mentioned connectivity, linking it to your phone.
Yeah, that's for the real data geeks. It tracks your score automatically, even your heart rate.
Heart rate? Is that not a bit much?
It might sound like it, but seeing how your pulse spikes over a tough putt can actually teach you to calm down. It sort of turns the device into a caddy for your own body.
So the big question then, does all this tech mean you need a pro's budget?
Surprisingly, no. And that's a key takeaway from Golf Day Buddy. You can find really solid, reliable options for under our $2,500. You don't need to spend a fortune.
That seems like a pretty good investment to shave a few strokes. So to wrap it up, whether you're battling hills in the Cape or glare in Pretoria, a good GPS is really about removing the doubt.
Precisely. It lets you swing freely. And I guess I'll just leave you with this.
Hmm.
Take a look at your current device. If the battery is fading after 9 holes, or if you're still stepping off distances from sprinkler heads.
You're making a hard game even harder.
You really are. It might be time for an upgrade.
Couldn't have said it better myself. A huge thanks to Golf Day Buddy for providing all the insights for today's stack. Thanks for listening to the Deep Dive, and hit 'em straight.